another episode of Weird and Wacky World. This one's called The Mandela Effect. And today we have Adrian with us again.
Hey, Adrian.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, season 4, episode 4. So The Mandela Effect, we should probably give some background on what that is. So people know what we're talking about.
Well, let's refresh who Adrian is, too.
Oh, Adrian. Yeah,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, people that have just tuned into our podcast maybe haven't heard her episode.
Are you trying to tell me that people out there haven't listened to every single one of our episodes?
That's where I'm hinting at, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid you might be right.
Yes.
Okay, Adrian, just maybe introduce yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Adrian Amari. I'm a tarot reader. And I like all of this weird and wacky stuff as well.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, we talked to Adrian about, we're going to do an extended series on aliens in a little bit, like aliens, paranormal. We're going to focus on that for a while, and Adrian was very interested in coming
back. I love aliens.
Okay, well.
So what was the name of the episode she was on with us? She's been on twice. Mm-hmm.
The tarot card episode.
Tarot card episode, and then what was the other one?
We did the pendulum.
Oh, the pendulum, when she brought the pendulum in,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, talking with spirits.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. That was cool. We got a YouTube video to support that one.
Yeah, that's the one where Cha got poked in the forehead.
With a spiritual penis. If I remember correctly. See,
and now, you know what? He must have been well hung, because I was laying in the center of the bed.
Some impressive stuff right there.
Hey, by the way, your toilet has a bigger remote than my TV.
What? Well, it's a bidet.
Yeah, but how many features? Don't you just have like spray and dry? But you've got everything.
Oh, no. There's
you've got lift and tuck, spray, rinse, wax mode. Like,
oh, there's even a turbo wash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I may have to
turn it on. The water comes out your nose.
Before you go in, you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Just
to give it a spin.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't give that up now for anything. That's an awesome. Adrian, you have one, right?
I do, and the heater in mine has gone, so that's
No.
Bit of a religious experience sometimes.
Yeah, but that's my favorite part. You have the middle of the night, you sit down, the seat's nice and warm. Anyway,
oh, it's not the seat, it's the water heater that's gone.
Oh, yeah. That.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no, it is not.
No, it's kind of chilly.
Very.
Yeah, okay, well, I like
But you still use it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
All right,
but... But we digress.
Ah, jeez. I don't know why that bugs me so much. We digress. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's actually correct in the way you're using it.
Yeah.
It just bugs me.
Let's move on.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. The Mandela Effect. Now, it's named after Nelson Mandela, but what is the Mandela Effect?
Well, it's when you, I believe it's when you think something to be a certain way. And you thought that for a long time, but it's actually not.
And it's actually not just an individual. It's when large groups of people, right? Adrian's nodding.
Yeah.
Jump in there.
Well, exactly. And it was actually coined in 2009. And it says here at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And a lot of people remember Nelson Mandela passing away in like the late 70s, early 80s.
When he was in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He didn't.
He didn't. Well, he became president for 30 years
exactly.
After that.
Well, yeah.
He passed away in 2013.
Yeah. Wow.
See? I thought he was already dead. Before that.
Yeah. But before we go on with the Mandela Effect, you were telling me something disturbing about TikTok today.
What was I saying? Oh. Yeah, it's kind of a stupid thing they're doing. They're calling it the celebrity fake death.
Yeah, so speaking of
have
famous
you seen
deaths.
That?
Yeah.
So they record someone who they know who is a big fan of a certain celebrity, and then they tell them they're on their phone that, oh, so and so died. They were only, and then they look at the person's reaction. That's kind of morbid.
It's just warped.
It's just a little bit weird for me. Yeah. You know?
I mean, you can't believe anything you see online anymore.
No.
My son tried it on me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With who?
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, boy.
I broke down in tears.
I bet.
I did.
Wait a minute.
Tell me it's not true.
You mean he's not dead?
See?
Mandela Effect. There you go.
Okay, so Mandela Effect. Yeah. So what are some examples of things that large groups of people think are true, but they're really not?
All right, well, I've got one.
All right.
My son-in-law, he's an absolute freak over Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And I said Pokemon. I used to say Pokemon.
Don't say that.
Pretty stupid, right?
No, that's what the spirit did you to do.
Yeah, maybe.
With its penis.
Oh my gosh. How many times are you going to revisit that?
That was a Pokemon.
Okay. So, as I was saying, what's that yellow guy's name?
Pikachu.
Pikachu. They're saying that he used to have a black tip on the on his tail, and now he doesn't.
I would have sworn that too.
Well, exactly. And my son-in-law, he's ever since he was a kid, that's all he knows. And he said, "Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. He had a black tip on his tail."
Well, so, I used to live near the Poke Center in Japan. Like, I went there all the time.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I would have sworn my life on it.
See? I know.
Yeah.
But he never did.
Apparently not.
See, there's a female and male version of Pikachu. The female version doesn't have a black tip either. Because actually, when I was asking my son about it, he said, "Oh, it's the female has the black tip." And I said, "Well, prove it to me." And he looked it up. And he goes, "No, the female, they both have solid yellow tails, but the female has a rounded tail, not a pointy tail like the male." See how it's pointy there?
I should mention that the stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I will put a link to a couple websites on our Facebook page that shows pictures of all this. So you can go to our Facebook, Jabber Guys Facebook page, to see the links to all these pictures.
Yeah. So there's no evidence that Pikachu ever had a black tip on the tail.
But it's in my head.
Just our memories. Mm-hmm.
And that's the Mandela effect.
I remember him having a black. Well, the other one that freaks me out is, okay, picture the Monopoly guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, picture him.
Mm-hmm.
What's he have on his face?
Hat. A white mustache.
And?
Well, I know you're begging for me to say a monocle.
Yeah. That's right. Everybody, he doesn't have a monocle.
There's no monocle.
But there, I know.
I know there was too.
Yes.
There was.
There was.
I think you're thinking of Mr. Peanut.
No.
Well, he had a top hat and a monocle.
Yeah.
It's the top hat. It plays tricks with your head. As soon as you think top hat, that's very distinguished. There must be a monocle.
Do we have a non-believer among us?
Okay, well, I'm gonna say something here. Now, this whole Mandela effect is about, you know, people thinking something was true and then it really wasn't. But there are theories out there that says, well, is it the alternate universe overlapping? Is there an alternate universe? Is there a matrix effect? Where these things are computer generated and somehow they got a glitch. So, I mean,
a glitch in the matrix.
A glitch in the matrix. Yeah, Adrian's right on board with
this,
right?
Exactly. I've seen that so much. And a lot of people think it was like in 2012, there was this big like reality shift where different parallel realities kind of meshed together. So people are remembering different things because that was their lived experience in that reality.
2012?
Yeah, that's when the Mayans apparently predicted that the world was going to end.
That's what I was thinking
of. Oh, yeah, December 20th or something, 2012, the Mayan calendar ended. So we started a new dimension and things shifted. And that's one theory, right? Somebody messed up. Yeah, somebody messed up in the Matrix. We forgot to put the monocle back on that damn Monopoly guy.
Somebody, for the love of God, reboot that computer.
Exactly.
Well, and that's the other theory, that we live in a simulation.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's deep right there.
Well, have you seen, I mean, even there's, and I'll put a link to this too on Facebook, but there's videos out there of people and cars disappearing. And like they're watching it and it's one continuous take. And you got to be careful. You're not watching something that's Photoshopped or edited. But this is obvious that it's not edited. And all of a sudden the car disappears or a person disappears. And it's like, well, where did they go?
The other dimension.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it doesn't sound like you're buying it.
No. Well, it's kind of hard to believe. But I do believe that the Monopoly guy had an eyeglass and Pikachu had a black tip on his tail.
Exactly. So how do you explain now that they don't?
I don't know. But you know, if they say if you knew everything there was to know, everything, you would go absolutely insane. Really. Everything that would be revealed and learned, that's what they say.
I feel like I could handle it.
I'm with you.
I just want to know.
Adrian has a trained mind. She can handle that overload. Can,
Well, what's another example?
Okay, the one that gets me all the time, because as a kid I remember this, is the Fruit of the Loom logo.
Oh, just ask me. I don't know if I heard that
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
Yeah, hold on. Don't reveal anything.
I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
What does the Fruit of the Loom logo look like?
It looks like a basket with fruit in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, yep.
That's wrong.
Oh, no, it's right.
Oh, it's wrong.
Well, why is it wrong?
It's supposed to be a cornucopia.
I'm gonna show you.
Easy now.
Have proof.
A cornucopia spilling out fruit, right?
Yeah, that's it.
There's no cornucopia. There's
although
just,
it's there.
Just fruit.
It's a glitch in the matrix.
Seriously, yeah, right?
That one blew my mind because I searched like historically to see if the logo had changed, and apparently there was never a cornucopia.
All right, I've got a question.
That's what I get.
Oh, no, there was though. I remember seeing it.
Me too.
I have that pictured in my head.
I've got a question.
All right,
what's a cornucopia? Is that like basket yodel?
Yeah.
Bugle yeah, like thing? At Thanksgiving, they stuff the cornucopia with all the harvest vegetables.
Gotcha. Okay. That's how I remember it, too.
Where does yodel come into it?
I don't know.
It sounded good. I knew exactly what he meant.
Did I say yodel?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
No, but yeah, Cha, that's it. Exactly. Shaped like a horn kind of thing.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's not there.
And my friend tried to tell me that it's just because I think of lots of fruits in a cornucopia at Thanksgiving. And I'm like, I don't even think of fruit at Thanksgiving. Who thinks of fruit at Thanksgiving? It's all vegetables.
Exactly.
That's true.
So it's not like a weird distorted memory there. I just would never pair the two of those things together.
Okay, I got another one for you. When we were growing up, what was the name of the peanut butter?
Well, this is Canadian, but it's Kraft or Jiffy.
There you go. There was never, ever a Jiffy peanut butter.
Or what is it now?
It's always been Jif.
Jif.
Well, okay.
Now, see,
that is it.
Oh, no. You know
no,
what?
That's it.
There was another product around the same time that was called Jiffy Pop Popcorn. Remember Jiffy Pop?
I know.
Pop?
Oh, yeah.
I know. So that's what? Popcorn.
That's what you're thinking of.
No, he's a non-believer. Mm-hmm. Jiffy. Jiffy peanut butter, right? Not Jif.
Jif? What the hell is Jif?
The peanut butter.
Yeah, I see that now, but Jiffy.
Yeah.
Jiffy. No, dude. No.
No, that's not right.
Give another one. What's another one?
Adrian's got another one.
I got lots. Have you seen Risky Business?
Of course.
All right. Tom Cruise, in that scene where he slides through, what's he wearing?
Sunglasses.
Underwear.
White
underwear.
Sunglasses, a white shirt.
Wrong.
And socks.
Wrong.
And there's underwear.
No sunglasses.
Shut the front door.
That's not. I remember him wearing that.
Well, no, you can't remember it.
Of course you do.
It's on film, man. It's documented. Oh, wait a minute. It's a parallel glitch.
That's it. Why would he do that without sunglasses on? Seriously.
Well, because he wore sunglasses through a lot of the movie.
Yeah, right? I know, but he
do you
put
remember?
It on before.
As a matter
he
of fact,
did the slide.
There's a lot of people that dress up as Tom Cruise from that movie for Halloween, and everybody puts on the sunglasses. With that shirt, you know, and they, because yeah, you're right. A lot of people think he had sunglasses on during that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Then you see it now. It's like, well, that's not right.
Yeah. It just looks weird.
I know.
Huh.
Exactly.
All right. Interesting.
Okay. The big furry guy.
Chewbacca.
Well, no. The big furry guy that.
Bigfoot.
That put out. No. Cha doesn't believe that Bigfoot can fly flying saucers.
Oh, what? Yeah, that's right.
What?
Remember that episode?
Hey,
there's
a lot more info on Bigfoots lately.
I know, but you're a non-believer.
Who said that?
Because we did a podcast on mythical creatures.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about Bigfoot, Sasquatch. He said there's no such thing.
Well,
and we said he could be an alien coming from another dimension.
Oh, yeah.
And you said he couldn't fly a flying saucer.
I was going to say.
See, what you doing flying a high-tech flying saucer? Can't even find pants.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's too evolved for pants.
I don't know. Plus his feet. How is he supposed to determine, like, braking gas on that thing?
So what big furry guy are you talking about?
The guy who puts out forest fires. What was his name?
Smokey the Bear.
No.
Elmer the Safety Elephant.
No. Smokey Bear.
No.
Was so he was on fire then?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, somebody put out Smokey
it's
Bear.
Smokey the Bear.
No, it's Smokey Bear. It was
okay,
never
this
the
is
bear.
Starting to piss me off because I know for a fact that's not right.
I know. Yeah, he's starting to get it now. In the other dimension, it was right.
Okay.
But in this dimension that we've switched over in 2012, right. It's no longer correct.
All right. Do you know, Adrian, do you know, like, all these circumstances, all these examples, did they all happen around the same time or are they slowly being developed?
They're all over the place. I think people, as they start talking about it and as they start, you know, sharing these memories, people are finding more and more. Like the other one that for me also, I'm just like, I don't understand how this isn't true, is Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Why? I don't know. I haven't heard of that one either. What is
so
it about?
So Ed McMahon, what did he do?
Star Search.
Hey, no, what else
he was
did
a
he
host
do?
On Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what Co-host. Else did he do? What did he give away?
Oh, the lottery thing.
The, what do you call it? The Reader's Digest.
No, the House.
What was it called?
Publishers?
Publishers Clearinghouse.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. It never happened.
What are you talking about?
What you talking about?
What you talking about? Oh,
right?
Yeah. Apparently it never happened.
What do you mean it never happened?
Has anyone asked Ed this?
Ed's dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient.
Confirmed.
For Ed.
Yeah.
But there's no footage of it anywhere anymore.
Well,
that he was associated
on.
With Publishers Clearinghouse.
Right. Yeah. He was the main dude.
He was the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's kind of freaky.
Okay, now I'm freaking out.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you can't find record of Ed McMahon.
No. Dude, I can picture him standing at the doorstep of people's homes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
you don't mind, but I'm going to Google some of this while we're talking. Okay.
Yeah, do what you got to do there, buddy. But yeah, that's weird.
That one freaks me out too. Because I remember it so clearly, like even hearing about it so clearly.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I was even thinking, okay, this is his gig now after Johnny Carson. He's doing
spokesperson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt at all.
Well, apparently there's doubt.
Okay. You know what else I was impressed with? Did you see that picture you had up of Smokey the Bear? And I do say Smokey the Bear. See his belt buckle? That is badass. Look at that.
Smokey.
Smokey.
You'll have to look at the link in the Facebook.
All right. Can you, Adrian, do you have another one?
Oh, I have lots.
Okay. Because I'm hoping it's one that I haven't heard of before and just to see how we remember it, right?
How about Curious George?
What about him?
You and I spoke about that one.
Yeah.
See, it's Test Queeks out here. Go ahead.
Yeah, he knew. He read it.
You read that one.
Yeah.
I'll play along.
Okay.
Go play along. What's the question?
What does Curious George look like?
He's a little brown monkey.
What's he have on his ass?
What's he have on his ass?
A tail.
No tail.
No tail?
Well, then he's not a monkey.
Curious George never
he's
had a tail.
He's a tailless monkey.
Dude.
Apparently.
Dude.
I always thought he had a tail.
Well, of course. Otherwise, when you're a kid, you'd think he's a little brown, bald midget.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue the same way.
Little person.
Oh, okay. A little bald, little dude. It's the only way to distinguish him being a monkey.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So Curious George never had a tail.
Never. No tail.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
God. I've got a book at home.
Check it out.
Oh, I got a book.
That's probably my matter. Book when I was little.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
The Matrix will change it.
Ah, is that you serious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, you imagine if I got the dimension. Proof? You imagine if I got proof? The dimensions cops are now listening and they're show up at my house.
Okay, you're a big Bugs Bunny fan.
Of course.
Spell Looney Tunes.
Spell
the.
L-O-O-N-E-Y.
Tunes.
Spell tunes.
T. Well, I'm trying to picture it. T-U-N-E-S.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. But I remember it T-O-O-N-S, which makes way more sense.
Since they were cartoons.
Right? Looney Tunes. Looney Cartoons.
Yeah, it's not Looney Tunes. It's not a music
it's
show.
Not a musical.
It's about animated characters. Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
I'm not really gathering this from memory. Tunes.
Yeah. I remember it as T-O-O-N-S. I'm sorry.
That one I can't remember. I can't remember either way.
Well, you're a big Bugs fan. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tunes doesn't, T-U-N-O-S doesn't make any sense.
No, I think you're right.
It doesn't make sense, right?
No, I think you're right.
Like, it's cartoons. Why would you put T-U-N-E-S?
Yeah, and you're showing the logo right now, and actually that does, you're right.
It looks stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one for you. So what did the evil queen in Snow White say to the mirror on the wall?
Well, everybody says...
Mirror on the wall.
What'd you say?
Who was the fairest one of all?
Say it again.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
And that's what a lot of people think. She never said that. She said magic mirror on the wall.
But it's interesting. I saw a video on TikTok, and this girl has an old Snow White like storybook. Mm-hmm. And in that storybook, it actually says mirror, mirror.
Wow.
Ooh, see?
And it's like a Disney one. Like, it's an actual Disney storybook one.
I have an old Snow White comic book. So it might be in there, too.
Ooh, take a look.
I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah, there's a lot of misquotes in this Mandela effect. I don't know if they belong. Can you explain that?
Some people are stretching. It's like the one they talk about, the Disney and the Tinkerbell. That's just a new version of it. The old version is still around where Tinkerbell puts the dot on the eye.
On the eye, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, for sure. And that's fine. You can find that. It's just that they updated it. That's all. So some of them are not accurate.
The ones that are quotes, like, you know, Jaws quote, you know, a lot of people think he says, we're going to need a bigger boat.
It's always been, you're going to be.
Yeah, so those are just misquotes. Yeah, I mean, exactly. There's tons of those.
Yeah.
Well, the Star Wars one, too, is always an example.
Oh, people always think,
Darth Vader?
No, he says, no, I am your father.
Yeah, he doesn't
but
say
if
Luke.
You watch the movie, it makes more sense anyways for him to say no than it makes sense for him to say Luke. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the famous hot dog.
Oscar Mayer.
Spell it.
Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, it's Mayer.
Is that right?
I was Meyer.
It's Meyer now.
Now.
I always thought it was A. If you sing the song.
It has a first name, it's Ocear. And it has a last name, it's Meyer. Mayer. Yeah. Isn't that how the commercial used to go?
Yeah.
Mayer?
Mayer. Mayer.
I thought it was Mayer.
Me too.
But it's not.
No, it's E.
Glitch.
Well, it is now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, what's another one?
Interesting.
See, Chad's getting into this now. Pretty soon we're going to have him believing in Sasquatches piloting UFOs.
Remember the cereal that was the fruity cereal?
Yeah, spell
Fruit
it.
Fruit Loops? Yeah, spell it. Spell it.
L-O-P-S.
The first word, for the love of God.
Fruit?
Yeah.
F-R-U-I-T.
Right.
Yeah, but I always thought it was F-R-O-O-T.
It is F-R-O-O-T.
But I read online that it was originally F-R-U-I-T, but then they had to change it because you can't advertise it since there's not actual fruit in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which one was the cereal episode we did when you said all the was it the Fruit Loops were different flavors?
Yeah. Yes.
They are.
No, they're not.
They're the same.
They're not.
No, they have to be. So they're different flavors.
We had a Fruit Loop lineup.
We did. We had a cereal.
We had a fruit like Seinfeld.
Come on.
The Twix candy bar lineup.
Right?
No,
we did a taste test. He couldn't tell the difference.
They're all the same flavor.
But you know what, though?
It was high stress.
Yeah, but also your taste buds fade as you get older. So look at the tube we're testing with.
Well, that's a valid point.
Yes.
Hey, but that was another good episode. We got a lot of good episodes.
Oh, yeah. You would have liked the cereal episode.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, give us another example.
Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's she wearing?
She's wearing a plaid skirt.
Look who speaks up.
And she's wearing a gray sweater with a white shirt underneath.
It's not a plaid skirt.
What?
It's black.
No way.
Yeah. He would know.
Fact,
he
black,
watches that every night got, before it goes to bed.
It's black and red and goldish plaid.
Like a school kilt, right?
Like a school kilt. Exactly.
No, it's black.
Wow.
I would have said the same thing, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what? This is the only things that we're touching on or people have noticed. Like, what else? Like, what else have we missed that's actually changed?
I'm glad that you brought that one up because a lot of these I've already read. I would have bet anything it was a plaid skirt.
There was another one too I found really interesting. There's a book, an old famous book, and it's called The Something of Dorian Gray. Oh,
the picture.
No? Portrait?
Oh, portrait.
Which one?
Well, he said picture.
I said picture. That's the first thing that came to mind, but now did you say portrait? I remember reading that as well.
Which one is it?
Now it's picture.
It was portrait.
And one of the arguments I was reading was like, back in the time when that book was written, people would have sat for portraits.
Of course.
True.
But not now, pictures.
That's true.
But now it's picture.
But now it's picture.
Interesting. The new dimension.
I'm freaking out a little bit. Okay.
Okay, when you think of Henry VIII.
I am.
Okay, so what do you typically see him holding in his hand?
A chicken leg.
Never happened.
Oh, yeah, he loved chicken.
There's not one picture of him holding a turkey drumstick.
Where did I get that image from?
The other dimension.
Wow.
I have no recollection of that.
No, I didn't know that one either. No.
And I hadn't read that one yet. So no? No, I just jumped in with it.
I know, there you
it's
go.
It's a chicken leg.
That wasn't. Yeah, did you think of him chomping down on a drumstick? Yeah.
You're thinking of the old Sherwood Forest Robin Hood cartoon back in the 70s.
Oh, Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck with a chicken leg in his hand. Remember?
Yeah, he liked chicken too.
There you go.
They hung out with those two.
Yeah.
Different time frames, but
that's okay.
They were in different dimensions.
I didn't like that cartoon.
All right, go ahead. They could visit. They could just open that
gateway.
Right.
They had access to the portal.
All right, what's another one?
Okay, Adrian, you got another one.
Sorry, I have to go through my list and see which ones we haven't done yet. Oh, this one I just read today. When did Bambi's mom die in the movie?
The hunter.
Near the beginning of the movie.
Near the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Right after they do their, they introduce the characters, you know, with the flower and
okay,
the skunk.
Are we close? Because
they're all on this guy. Come on, Bambi.
40 minutes in.
Shut the front door. It's only like a 76-minute movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember as a kid that scarred me.
40 minutes in?
Yeah.
It's at the beginning, no?
Well, that would change the whole plot if it was 40 minutes in. I don't get it. What happened in the first 40 minutes? Bambi was mostly by himself.
Nah, he was playing with his friends.
Thumper
and Flower and...
Yeah, but 40 minutes in? That was right at the beginning. The whole movie is the baby by itself.
Mm. That's what I thought.
So again, what's in the first 40 minutes? Like them grazing in the field with his mom for 40 minutes? Like frolicking. That would have been one boring movie.
Well, I haven't watched it in years. Maybe that's why.
Neither have I.
Come on, Bambi. The water's stiff. I love that line.
Yeah.
When they're on the pond, frozen pond.
40 minutes. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm. That one weirded me out.
Yes.
How many people were in the car when JFK was shot?
Six.
Hold on.
Well,
six.
Yeah,
there's only the two of them in the back seat.
Well, there are two in the front because the guy in the front, he also got shot as well, right?
The governor. Yeah.
Yeah. One, two. See, I can see four. I can see four.
It says six,
but
I'd only remember four.
Yeah.
I said
there was
six.
Only the
probably
two of them in
I
the
just
back.
Read that.
Well, the Zagruder film, I mean, should tell it. I mean, we can maybe put a link to that, but. Yeah.
So are you telling me if we were to look at a JFK video right now on YouTube, it would show six people. So somebody in between.
Can you Google that shit there, buddy?
I can't Google that.
I don't believe that doesn't make sense to me. Okay. So I Googled the picture pretty quick. So there is six. So at least now there's six. So there's two people in between the driver and the passenger beside the driver. There's two other people
behind them.
There's three sets of seats.
Three rows.
Two and two.
Yeah.
But I do not remember that.
I don't remember that either.
We need to talk to Abraham Zapruder. He's the one who shot the film, right? The famous 8mm film.
Yeah. Because you know what I remember is that, you know, the passenger up front got shot, right?
Yeah.
That's why I thought he was so close to JFK. That's how he got shot. But if you look in this picture... Like, he's not even close to JFK now.
No.
Not even close.
No.
So, again, that's kind of weird. I don't remember that at all.
Well, that's why from the grassy knoll, the shot that came. We don't want to get into the whole JFK, but that's another episode. But
I could do that. I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's where the phrase conspiracy theory came from because of the Warren report.
The Warren Commission, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's another one?
Another one was on MASH. Did you guys watch MASH?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I watched MASH. Yeah.
Okay, I hated MASH, so.
Okay, I got a quick...
I don't know either way.
I'm not a big Alan Alda fan. I just think he's... I just don't like him.
Was that...
well, it's his personal opinion. I think Alan Alda's okay.
I think so, too. But after your you state whichever you're about to state, I've got a MASH trivia question for everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Okay. Colonel Walter Raider O'Reilly?
Yes.
Yes.
What happened to him?
At the end of the series?
I think he... Was he the one that died on the way home in the helicopter?
No.
That was the colonel. The question is, did he make it to the end of the series?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That was the colonel you're talking about.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was. It was...
Yeah, the original colonel. Yeah.
Stevenson.
The
original colonel.
Yeah.
But I thought he went back to the farm.
I thought he got transferred. He got transferred. And then didn't Jamie, what's his name, Farr, take over for him? As what? A communications guy? I don't know. I don't know.
Apparently we're not MASH experts.
Well, apparently a lot of people thought he died.
I said that. I thought he died.
In the series.
No, yeah. I don't remember him dying.
And he didn't.
No.
Okay. All right. Radar. He's alive and well.
Radar O'Reilly.
Okay, that's a segue into my trivia question. What was Radar O'Reilly's favorite drink?
Orange?
No.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Unless that's changed too. A grape knee high.
Grape knee high. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Grape knee high.
Grape knee high.
There you go.
All right. I used that at a bar once. Just for joke around. A few of us at a bar. My buddy's ordering a beer right from the waitress. What do you have? I'll have a grape knee high. And she looked at me. A what? I said, I'm just joking. I'll have a beer.
Grape knee high.
All right. What's another one?
Freddie Mercury in We Are the Champions. Yep. What does he say at the end?
We are the champions of the world.
Yeah.
Never says of the world.
Interesting.
Hold
on. Don't say he never says it. He said it earlier in the song, but he didn't sing it at the end of the song. Is that what you're saying?
The
finale.
No. Oh, it ends because Freddie Mercury never says of the world at the end of the song.
At the end. Mm-hmm. But he does say of the world earlier. That's why I think people think he does say it at the end.
I don't know.
Am I right or wrong? I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
I think so.
Yeah, he says it in the song at some point.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah.
But everybody, not at the end of it.
That's right. Now, I would have said for sure, yeah, he said it at the end. That's how do you all the end the song, man? That's the end lyric. That's it.
He didn't say it.
Freddie, I'm telling you.
I know. What are you going to do? Okay, what else we got?
Okay, I see you've got Forrest Gump.
Well, these are misquotes.
I think that's what I think too.
That's a misquote.
Yeah, they're just misquotes. People misquote movie all the time. You know, going back to the Jaws one, I was at some function, I can't remember where, and somebody had a t-shirt on that said, we're going to need a bigger boat.
That's wrong.
A t-shirt that had the misquote on it. I wanted to throw the coffee on her.
Wow.
I don't like misquotes, especially with Jaws, my favorite movie. So
there you go. Anyway, life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, it's not the quote. I know.
He probably said life was
box of chocolates. If you're speaking and with his accent, it's...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not really a good example. That's an example of somebody stretching.
There's tons of misquotes.
Well, and same with the Sex in the City or Sex in the City one.
Yeah.
It's just people not saying it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I agree. Anyway.
This one, too, is interesting, the C-3PO one.
Yeah. C-3PO, yeah, he's all gold, right?
I happen to be a Star Wars fan, and I thought at one point he was all gold, but I know this now that he's not. His right leg is actually silver.
That is correct.
From the knee down, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they also did go through and remaster all those movies, so.
Yeah. They did.
They did, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember him having a silver leg.
And I remember the first time I saw him with the silver leg, and it was way after Star Wars came out. I went, wait a minute, I didn't know that. So it had changed. It had changed at some point because he was all gold.
I thought so too.
I think
when
so
I
too.
Was a kid.
Yeah,
for sure.
I know.
For sure.
Now here's one: the Berenstain Bears.
I love the title of the book.
I was going to get to that.
I love the title of the book.
Now, this is a kid's book, right?
There's the baby Berenstain Bear lying in bed with her doll there. And the title of the book is, Why is Mummy Moaning?
Are you serious? Is that a real Berenstain
Bear? Why is Mommy Moaning?
Oh my God.
That's classic.
You believe that?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Is that a real title for that book?
I hope not.
That's funny. No, anyway.
It doesn't look photoshopped. It looks like it is the real title for a Berenstain Bears book.
Okay, so how do you spell Berenstain Bears? Well, we all know how.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think.
It's S-T-E-I-N.
E-I-N at the end. Berenstain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Frankenstein.
But, this is a popular one, actually.
But it is a really popular one.
It's S-T-A-I-N, Berenstain Bears.
Right.
And I feel like I've seen this one so many times that I can't even remember what I originally thought it was.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I know.
But I really like to read this one.
Why is mommy moaning?
Why is mommy moaning? Okay, I can put the link on there so you know we're not lying and making this shit up.
I'll be going to that link. Oh my God. I want to know why mommy's moaning.
Oh, we got any more groups?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many.
Well, I mean, it gets back to, is it a glitch in the matrix? Is it an overlap of dimensions? Did some kind of, you know, reboot start around 2012 and the reboot had some glitches in it? What's the answer? Because some of this stuff, I'm finding a little bit hard to accept that that's the way it was, because I remember it a certain way.
I am dying to go home and try to find my little monkey book.
To see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently there is like a psychological phenomenon called false memory, where it's just the way your brain was mapping the memories. So, for example, with like Nelson Mandela, there was another really famous activist at that time called Stephen Biko.
Oh, mm-hmm. Biko, baby.
Biko?
Biko, yeah.
And he did.
Or did his name change too?
No, that's just me only reading it and never hearing it.
Okay, all right. It's Stephen Biko.
Biko, right. But like a lot of, and he did pass, right? So yeah. A lot of people are thinking, well, maybe just people are remembering it incorrectly because they were similar.
Hmm.
I like the glitch in the matrix better, so.
Well, it's the numbers that remembered a certain way. It's almost half and half, which is kind of crazy. And why? Yeah, I don't know. That's nuts.
Yeah, like if it was a few people, I think you kind of just brush it off and be like, okay, you're just weird, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just so many people are remembering it a specific way, which apparently is not the correct way.
Right. Oh, well, I don't know.
Interesting.
The other one too that I see a lot that I do remember was the Shazam movie.
Oh, Sinbad?
Yeah.
It never happened.
I know. But I feel like it did.
What's that?
I thought Shazam or Aladdin. I thought
he was supposed to have played a genie in some movie that people remember Sinbad being in. Never happened.
There was one called Kazam with Shaq.
Yeah.
But so Shaq, many people.
The basketball player?
Yeah.
But so many people remember Shazam with Sinbad.
Really? Mm-hmm. Rodney King. It's my favorite line. Jingle all the way, Sinbad, when he's getting trampled.
Dude, that is funny.
Rodney King. Hilarious.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
No. Oh, Jingle all the way. Put the cookie down.
That's where that line came from. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because you had to see it.
I think we're running out of material here, I think. I mean, some of the stuff.
Oh, no, there's tons.
Yeah, but a lot of it is stretch.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think a lot of the ones that are just like, oh, the quote was this. It's no, you just didn't know it.
Yeah, exactly. But some of this stuff, like the visuals are the one that get me. Mm-hmm.
The Monopoly guy.
Yeah,
the Monopoly guy. Curious George. Fruit of the Loom for me was like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt, actually.
I would have bet my life on it.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit of the Loom, Pikachu, Ed McMahon.
Oh, Ed McMahon. That's the best one. I'm sorry, that happened. No, it did. Don't tell me no. I'm going to get pissed. No, it happened.
Are you going to believe in Sasquatches
now?
Have
you tried YouTubing Ed McMahon and what is that? Clearinghouse? Yeah. Have you tried?
Published Clearinghouse. Yeah, I did.
And nothing?
No, there's controversy.
Oh, my God. Then something, there's no doubt something's going on.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do about it? Just sit here?
That's what we tried to tell you.
Mm. Is there any way we could like? It's weird you can't make mess up. Like try to. What am I trying to say?
Like trip it up.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm gonna leave this pen here and see if it's there next week. I don't know. How do you do it?
But so many things could move the pen.
That's true.
The ghost.
So yeah, knowing that ghost, that sense of humor he's got.
No,
I didn't find it funny, but
that was all hilarious.
Right. We go.
Listen, we gotta start our series with Adrian for the UFO. She'd be into that.
Aliens, UFO, paranormal,
You'll come back for that one, right?
Anytime.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people group aliens in with paranormal, but, you know.
I see them as kind of separate.
I do, too. Well, that's how they try to explain aliens. Mm-hmm. But I watched the series Ancient Aliens, and there's just too much evidence. Now, they do speculate.
Yeah, some of it's a little.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're reaching a bit there, guys, mm-hmm. without hard evidence. But some of the stuff, and people say, oh, well, we can't explain it, so let's not talk about it. Well, no, that doesn't solve the problem. Anyway, we'll get into that. So watch out for that series of alien episodes. We're going to dive deep into some of the topics.
Deep.
Really deep.
Probing deep.
Yes. That's it. So is that it for this episode?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, we're all going to get on the computer now and start trying to find some of this stuff.
Finding evidence.
And again, look to our Facebook page and go to the show notes, actually, in our episode. Mm-hmm. And I'll put the link to the Facebook page there. And then there you can see all the pictures of the things we've been talking about. And blow your mind.
And mm-hmm. I'm going to try to put a if I can find that monkey book.
It's called Curious George. Quit calling him the monkey book.
All right, Curious George. If I can find it. We're going to put a picture up, okay? Okay.
I mean, he's a famous character. You can't call him the monkey guy or the dude.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a picture of him.
There's just confusion now because with no tail, he's just a dude.
Wow, that's
true. Well, he is. He's a little brown dude.
Seriously. you wouldn't have associated a monkey with that dude. But all right, let's go.
All right. So that's it for this episode. We want to thank Adrian for coming back and look forward to having her involved in the alien episodes.
Always.
And if you need a tarot reading, she's the girl right here.
She's the girl. Again, she's in our shout-out showcase on our website. You can link to Adrian through our website.
Right on.
Yeah. So that's it for the Mandela Effect with Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabberguys. Remember to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcast, Inside Rock and Weird and Wacky World.